Have you ever wondered why people don't want to share their pictures or the videos that they take while you're on location or whether you're filming? In today's episode, I'm going to be sharing just a little behind the scenes about intellectual property. I am not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. This is just coming from me. Some of the sad things that have happened when I share content that I've created with others that don't give me credit. The good, the bad, the ugly. That's what this episode is about. This is an audio podcast episode. I did it this way because I wanted to have a real nice conversation without feeling guilty about it and going straight to the point. So why should you not be sharing your videos, your photos that you take, or your own content that you're creating with others? Unless it's a paying client and they know the stipulations. We're going to go over that. So people can utilize your content and take credit as their own, and then can utilize it for business purposes. It has happened to me. So in this episode, I'm being transparent AF. I'm not going to give names. It doesn't matter. I have been creating content since 2016. I was in beauty school, and it wasn't as popular back then as it is today. Today's common practice, create videos, share what you're doing in order to grow your business. That was not like that big of a take back then in 2016 on Instagram or, you know, on Facebook or even on Pinterest. I've gone viral, over a million views on Pinterest. So I've gone in all different type of ways. Okay. So I am sharing this not from somebody who's just talking just to talk like smack or shit. You know, like I'm talking real for life experience of having worked with brands, of having gone big publications. I really want to help you. I want to help you protect you. And that is the behind the scenes and the purpose of this episode. This episode is not to shade our industry. It's really to give more light and a glimpse of why you should be protecting yourself, why you should be protecting your photography, your videography, the content that you're creating. And I am sharing real life experiences with you. So with that, let's get started. First, if you're going to share your content with your clients, make sure they sign an agreement. So in some of my agreements, and all of them actually, it says on there, my content is for me. You may utilize it to repost it, but you cannot utilize it for any business purposes. That stuff was done by a contract lawyer, so you can go hire your own. I'm not here to give legal advice, but I did that because of the following situations, real life situations that have happened to me, sadly, within our industry. And I want to help you even outside of our industry. I really want to help you with this because I think it's so sad and shady. And I feel like my bad experiences should help you to preventing this. So first, let's talk about sharing your content with others. So I've had content that I've created, videos that I've done that people want to take credit for, or people think I'm trying to take credit for their work or whatever. And I'm just really having fun about showing the behind the scenes experience of what I'm living, going at an event or education form. So that's why I have learned that now I only take videos if I'm going to share like makeup, or, you know, I always give credit. But if I'm going to share like an actual service, I only take like really videos and behind the scenes of my own work, because I got tired of that shit. So that's my first lesson in that, is that it has happened to me before where I share my videos, or I share like a reel or video content creation. And for you, you may be like, okay, Celeste, I still down. Like, yeah, you did it on your phone. But my question then goes to, if it's that easy to do, why aren't other people doing it, right? It takes a level of creativity and your own intellectual property of what you have learned throughout the years to become a better video creator. And I think it's so important that you take a step back and really think about this. So I get paid, I've gotten paid from $250 up to $1,500, being transparent, just for one reel. Okay, that's what I get paid for. So knowing that, right, and that's a possibility even for you, you're going to be looking at your content creation and what you're sharing with videos and photography totally different than you would if you were not monetizing it. Okay. So this is some of the stuff that has happened. People have taken my videos and posted it as their own work. And maybe they are content creators, video content creators, are getting paid to do this type of work. And they are literally taking my videos and not even crediting me. So I've learned I no longer share my videos. Like, I don't care if people think I'm a bitch or whatever. And I think it's a good lesson even for you, that it's okay if people don't agree with you or even feel the same way that you do. You know why you're doing it. So that was my take. Like, I know now that I need to protect myself and I no longer am going to do that. And if I do, and if you are going to do this, you have to make sure people know, hey, please make sure that you tag me on the video or you credit me for the video creation. And that's why I do that. I don't do it out of being catty or like being like so petty. It's really to protect myself because people have literally taken videos that I've created as video content creators and posted it on their stuff and saying that they've created that. Number two, let's talk about art within our own industry, within hairstylists or colorists. I've had people also utilize my videos that I've created. So I've recorded it, I edit it, I created it, I snap it. So it's for you, I want to give you a little bit of context about this, about video creation in regards to what I see it. I see it as an art form. Just like photography, a photographer can take a picture. I really love style shoots. This is like the perfect example for you if you've never seen this and to kind of take you outside of the lens of just the beauty industry of how like much creativity goes into video creation. So when you go to a style shoot, everybody, there'll be like 5 or 6 photographers or even 12 photographers that get access to the same frame. Okay, so let's say it's a couple like holding hands, right? But the pictures that all 12 people will take will be completely different. Whether the lens, the camera they're using, the angle they're taking it, the emotion they're capturing, it's so, so different. And that was a beautiful example because I've learned that through being in part of photo shoots. I get style shoots, I get photography back. I always credit the photographers, but their style is uniquely to them. So it has been such a beautiful example to that, okay? So when I say that I've had other hairstylists utilize content that I've created, videos that I've recorded, I've edited, and they're like, hey, can you like share that with me? Okay, you airdrop that with me. I'm like, okay, that's fine. Then they get credit for it and they go viral with that video without ever giving me even credit for recording it, editing it, and doing all the work. It broke my heart. It's happened to me so many times. And that is why I refuse now to share my content anymore. Like it has literally like, I just had something similar to this happen last to me last year in 2023. And that was the final point for me where I'm like, I'm no longer sharing my content. I'm going to be sharing it with some people. And if I do, it's only going to be if they're willing to give me credit for my video. If not, they're not able to use it. And even clients are understanding of that. But I think it's such a beautiful context for even clients to understand when I ask them to tag me, I'm not doing it because I want people to like explode my business. It's really because of the creation and creativity that goes behind creating a video. And because of this past situation that has happened to me where people have literally utilized videos that I've created and that I've edited for their own business gain, right? Going viral, being worked with a brand and showcasing your work of a video that you didn't even create or edit. And not even giving credit to the person who did that is really heartbreaking. So that's why I really want to encourage you to be very mindful who you are sharing your content with. Okay. I know we're all in this industry. It doesn't matter. You may think you're a baby and you're underqualified. It doesn't matter. I've had people with bigger, huge followers, more followers than me, and littler followers than me within the beauty industry, within video content creation businesses, do this shit to me. So I want to prevent this from happening to you. So how do you prevent this, right? So what are some things that you can do? So let's go back into a contract. Make sure that when you have, like, whether it's your content create, like if you're a content creator or if you have it for hairstyling or hair coloring services, that you have a clause in there where, hey, I can share pictures with you. You are welcome to share them, but are they able to use it for business? Also, on the other side, can you use their images for business and for everything else, right? Like, all that should be part of your contract. I'm not here to tell you what the law is. I'm just here to just give you some examples and guidance of why I am the way I am and the hardcore bad lessons that I've learned from it. So now that we're done with like all the dirty bad stuff, let's go into the good stuff about content creation, creating your video, okay? And I don't call it content creation because how I see creating video or what people call content creation, quote unquote, I call it as just creating videos and having fun with it. Shout out to my best friend Ricardo because he tolerates me and my husband does too, my family. They ask me like, why do you like taking videos and why do you want to take pictures? And it's because it's a memory. Also for me, creating videos is like this fun experience to showcase how I see things. the way I see things is very different. The ways that you see how hair is done, the way that you see how your clients experience a service from you, it's going to be totally different than anybody else, okay? So use that expertise. And that's what I mean with creating videos and creating content. It's so important that you put your own twist to it, right? And that's part, like, you're going to learn. So I've had people also like, hey, what are your camera settings? Literally, and then like they ditch me, you know, like they don't talk to me or whatever. And that's cool, like whatever, to each their own. But that's another part. I have tried helping people and it has bitten me in the ass too. So that's what I've learned, that, you know, I rather be protective of what has taken me years to learn. I'd rather be protective, like when, and I think it's so important. And I want to give you a different perspective, right? If you take a bomb picture or a bomb video and I just go to ask you how you did it and you give it to me, but it took you months of trial and error and or years of, you know, education and spending money to learn how to take different angles and learning from different people and investing your time and your energy and money and resources, how would you really feel about that? I really love how one of my coaches says this, and this is not coming from scarcity, okay? Like, I want you to think about the big picture. People who invest in themselves will pay more attention. If I give you a free guide, okay, I have so many free guides in my business. There are people that have them, and they're like, well, that doesn't work, so what's next? Or can you tell me more? Because I don't want to go through the trouble. It's free, okay? Like, having access to me is a paid service, right? By the same token, there's people who have taken those free guides, that free information, and literally figured out how to do the things that I've told them because there's so much value in it. So the moral of the story is that you have to really be like in integrity with yourself and with your business of how you're going to feel about gifting something. When I gift something, I don't expect anything in return. It's going to be valuable. It's going to be impactful for that person if they apply the things that I'm teaching. But I don't expect nothing in return. But there are things that I am very like, I'm like, this took a lot of work. I need to charge this. And for one of those things is for my video creation part of the things, because it has taken years of hard work to get my camera, to get my photography, to learn all the hard lessons that I've learned to where I'm at today. And I am not just going to go gift that for free. And I'm okay with that. So I really want you to start thinking about that too. When you're asking people, like, you know, sometimes, like, I know I'll see this a lot on Instagram or even TikTok, like, no gatekeeping, share everything. Yeah, but there's stuff that also just belongs to us. So in regards to, like, creating your own videos, creating your own reels, taking your photos, make sure that you really protect your content. Because let's talk about the fun part. Creating videos and taking pictures can take you a long way and grow your actual business. A lot of the photography that I take, honestly, like if I wasn't a hairstylist, I would become a video photographer. So anybody out there wants to hire an iPhone content creator, iPhone video photographer, I am here. I love taking pictures with my phone. Like, I just love it. Like, it's just a fun, creative outlet for me. Okay. But some of the beautiful things that have happened from that is I have gone viral on videos that I was horrible at it. Like, it was pixelated. I had a Samson at the time. With that video in particular, it was over a viral trend and I got published like in outside, like in other countries. Okay. It was insane. And it was pixelated. The quality wasn't great, but you know what? The content, it was like, looking back at the video, because I actually just watched it a couple months ago. I was watching it on replay and I was like, damn, dude, like that was a really good video. Like, I get it why it went viral. Like, it goes to the point, you see the before, the after, you see the comparison. It was just such a well done video. And it was literally, I had like this little 2-bedroom apartment. We didn't even have AC. Like, it was when I barely was starting out. It was years ago. Okay. And just like looking at that and, you know, like a couple years, 2 years ago, I used to have my own recording studio in my house. Now I don't. I'm back to like, just we just have rooms in our house, in our living room. It was just a beautiful example that, and I wanted to share that with you, that you can go viral and you can grow your business and you can get eyes on your business without having to do shit perfectly, okay? It does not have to be aesthetically pleasing and the perfect lighting. I don't believe in that because it has happened to me so many times where my content has gone viral without having to do those things. It's really more about what you're sharing it and how you're sharing it, right? So that's what one of the pluses, and that I want to remove that stigma from you that you have to have the newest phone. I always have like a phone that's like 2 or 3 years like older than what's trending. Like right now I have an iPhone 13. I had an iPhone 6 for the longest time, and then I had an iPhone, I think 10, which I hated. That was the worst one. I did not like the 10. So as you see, like I never have the biggest, like most new, craziest phone. I just utilize what I have, and I know how to edit things, and without having to like mess with the lighting. I do not like messing with lighting because I don't like messing with color, because I want people to see really what my work looks like, right? Unless it's going black and white, like that's as much messing up as I'm going to be doing with color. So other things that can really do amazing things with your video content creation, that what you should be mindful, and why I'm saying that you have to be very mindful who you're sharing it with, is that it can also like call attention of brands. So I actually just shared this on the podcast that I got interviewed yesterday. So I was interviewed for a podcast that will be coming out for another podcaster. Shout out to Hair Love University. And hopefully I remember that name right. So I was getting interviewed for that, and I was talking about Pinterest. So funny story about how I ended up working with Pinterest TV. So I actually ended up working with a Pinterest TV producer, and I had tech support. And so it was different. Okay. It wasn't just like I was just going live on Pinterest. I was actually working with a team, the Pinterest TV team at Pinterest. And that was such a beautiful experience. But I want to share a little bit about how that happened, because I don't think I've shared that. So since we're talking about the importance of protecting and of being mindful with your video and photography creation, who you share it with. I had been posting on Pinterest my videos. I love recording. My clients love it. They know it's part of the experience. And I have my certain like OGs that just are willing to go with it. And some of them come dressed up with their cute outfits. I love them. They're so cute. So I had been posting on Pinterest. I was on vacation when I got reached out by Pinterest to see if I wanted to be a part of that and work with a, you know, Pinterest TV producer and the whole thing. And I'm sharing that with you because I was talking yesterday in the episode about the importance of rest. I was on vacation. I had no idea this was going to happen. And this beautiful opportunity happened from the video and photography I was sharing on Pinterest. So, and not just with Pinterest, like in with, let's go now to working with brands. My video, the how I create videos and the energy I put behind it and just the editing and stuff, my own style has gotten a lot of attention from different brands. So I feel very grateful. I've gotten to work with lots of beautiful brands with really paid, you know, getting paid to create reels, to create videos, just me being me. With my own aesthetic and my own style of editing and video, that happens literally from the videos that I create. And I want to share that with you because I don't use anything. I don't use CapCut. I don't use none of this fancy stuff everybody has, okay? I literally have a ring light. I had an 18-inch newer ring light, which sadly broke. Sadly, newer changed the how they make the lighting. So it doesn't look the same. So now I'm screwed. So I've been like struggling for the past 3 weeks on lighting, but I think I may have just found the one. I'm going to keep experimenting with it. And once I really get it like right, I'll make sure to come back to this podcast episode and link what light I recommend. Okay. And it's no longer a ring light. I'm looking for a different type of softer light over ring lights. I had one for a long time. Sadly, the new ones that they make, it's not the same quality. So I'm going through a different route. I wanted to share that with you because I'm not using a special lens. I'm not using crazy apps. I'm literally just utilizing my phone. And I'm utilizing like the Instagram app or the Pinterest app or just like my video. Like I literally will go on my video and trim it where I think it's good and save it. Like that's all on my phone. That's how simple I keep it. And I want to really share that with you because sometimes we think like, oh, in order for me to like work with a brand and grow my business and create beautiful content and videos, I need to have all this crazy equipment and I need to have all these crazy apps. And I'm here to tell you that that's not true. Up to this point, sadly, I've been using Anchor for my podcast. And then Anchor moved over to Spotify, but sadly, it's going to be moved over to Riverside, which is a podcast hosting site. I hate it. I think it's horrible. So right now, I just got a new podcasting, like site, which is going to be creating different type of videos for me for my podcasting. And I'm just being transparent because we're talking about photography and videography, right? So I literally have to learn like this whole new site for podcasting now for my video podcasts. And I'm sharing that with you because it's a learning process, Like I feel like sometimes we think, oh, that person's so ahead of me. And we don't even know, like, for example, for me, I'm starting back from square one in video podcasting. Zoom is horrible quality. I hate the video quality. And so I'm moving away from Zoom and I'm moving away to this new platform. I'll see if I like it, and if I love it, I'll share it with you. You know I share everything with you guys. Because for me, like my podcast community, all of you in here deserve to, especially with the audio episodes, you deserve the most. You are the ones listening here, you're the ones implementing. And with that, I want to share with you that it's so important that you stop limiting yourself and you start really valuing the content that you're creating. So be very mindful. This episode is not to put fear in you. This episode is not coming from Celeste being bitter. This episode is not coming from scarcity. This episode is really coming from really a good place in my heart that I want you to protect yourself because it sucks. It sucks when somebody bigger than you is using your content for free and not even giving you credit for it and getting brand deals and getting all this attention and virality. And you don't even, your mention doesn't even get mentioned when you did all the hard work of the recording and editing of the video. It sucks when you don't get credit for pictures that you take, for things that you do. It has happened to me so much throughout my career. And, that's why I wanted to do this episode, an audio episode, because I wanted to let you know that you're not alone and that you deserve to protect your art. And part of your art is not just the hairstyling that you do, it's not just the coloring that you do, it's also the photography that you take, it's also the videography that you take, it's all of those like pictures that you and hours that you have spent doing this, right? Like if I even like just sharing with you, being honest, like, I started recording and editing videos back in 2016 when I was a beauty school student. So if I take that back, like it's been 8 years almost. Like in September, it's gonna be 8 years of video creation and photography and making all those mistakes and taking all that time to do so. Like even, and I want you to even think about this next time somebody wants something from you for free. What did it take for you to get to that point? What sacrifices have you made to learn your artistry, to learn your hair coloring techniques, to learn your beauty services at the skill level that you're at? Because I'm being transparent with you. Like I had model days where I literally would have people pay me 50, I started with $50, then it went up to $100, then it went up to $150, then it went up to $200. And these were my like major services, like 6, 7 hour services that I was only getting paid that much for, $50 to $200, right? And I would utilize that to, record videos and take pictures and practice with angles and hairstyling, all this stuff. So that took money out of my pocket. I literally did that so that I could become a stronger photographer and a stronger videographer. So be very mindful how you share your content. You deserve to have the respect behind your photography and videography. If people are not going to credit you for the work that you're doing behind it, that you do not have to share it. Please make sure that your contracts have stipulations on there so both sides, so that your client knows what's expecting, what's going to happen with the pictures and videography, and also to protect yourself so that you know exactly like you got permission to utilize that content. If you're going to share it with others, make sure they give you credit. And if they don't like it, you know what? Like, I'm just being honest with you, they can take their own videography. They can go get their own little stand that they can carry around to take their own videos. They can stop their work to take their own videos. And I know it sounds like kind of mean, but I'm being very fucking honest about it because when I take this videography, now let's take you back. I want to take you behind the scenes when I take pictures and videography because I want this also to be helpful for you. Like if you're like, I want to get better at pictures. I want to take better videos. And I know a lot of you have been asking for like content creation or how to create videos, like a class. So if you're interested in that, I know I'm going to be giving somebody a class. She wants a one-on-one with me about that. Let me know. Feel free to DM me on Instagram at Celeste Stylist or email me below on the show notes. But every time I take a picture or I do a video when I'm working, I literally am taking seconds out of my day. So sometimes I'll just put it on record the whole time when I'm doing something and I'm not even thinking about it, but I'm always intentional, okay? Tomorrow I'm going to be posting, if you follow me on Instagram, a reel about the hair. I'm playing with the Hollywood waves. It looks like an accordion, okay? And I'm sharing that with you because I want you to go look at that. And I want that to really bring this whole episode home, that I took time off a paid service. It was just a matter of seconds, okay? But I did that so that I could capture that. I take time off of what I'm doing so that I stay extra time. I take time out of my day, out of my family's home, out of like being with my kids, so that I can have those few extra little seconds to take that extra photography in. So when I say that I don't want to share my video content or photography anymore with others, if they're not going to be respectful and mindful and be willing to do that part of being in agreement of how this is going to be utilized, I feel good about that. And I want you to feel good about that. So next time when somebody's like, hey, oh yeah, I really like your picture. Can you send it to me? Or like, hey, can you tell me what your like photography or video settings are? Can you send it to me? Because to this day, I'll be honest, like, I'll share some of it. I don't share all of it. The only person I share all of it with is with my best friend. Because him and I, we're very creative on both sides. And we always give and respect each other as professionals. Like, when he does my hair color or my haircut, I pay him as a service provider. Not because he's my best friend, does that mean that I'm going to get my shit done for free. I respect him as a professional. And that's why, because we have that professional, and we're best friends, but we also have that professional respect for each other, that's why he gets that kind of treatment with me. And that's why he gets anything. Like, I'm like, yeah, let's share. Let's make it better. And he's even stronger than I am at that. So shout out to Ricardo Hada, because he's really good too. That bitch is good at what he does too. And he's very intentional and he's very perfectionist with what he does. And that's what I really wanted to like bring home to you. That next time somebody wants your camera settings or, you know, like, what lighting you use or what, you know, like app you use, if you like to edit in apps, which I don't, be very mindful of, like, you get to say no. We're in business, and just because we say no does not make you a bad person. It does not make you a gatekeeper, how people fucking say. Maybe you took $1,000 class. Because I know there's very expensive classes on how to take videography and photography with cell phones now. Maybe you took $1,000 class and you're like, no, like, I took $1,000. I need to charge for this. And maybe you're going to lose friendships over it. But that probably means that wasn't your real friend. Maybe people are going to talk about you and call you names. But don't let that stop you. Please listen back to this episode. Please save it if you ever need that reassurance that, man, do I really have to share my pictures, my videos with them, even though I don't want to, if something feels off about this? Learn from my mistakes. There's nothing more hurtful, and even for me, because it has ruined my perspective and the friendships that I had made. When somebody takes your work, would even credit you for it, and owns it, and publishes it like it's theirs, and gets all of like the credits for it, and you know what it took. I know what it takes to go assist when I assisted for free. I know what it took when I work. I know what it takes when I go as an educator. I know what time it takes to take a little extra seconds to do different things that I do so that I can grow my business, so that I can be a paid video creator. And if we don't own our own power and our expertise, nobody's going to give us that respect. So I really want you to like really emphasize home, like, what are your boundaries? Do you have stuff in your contract for your clients so that they can say, no, thank you, I do not want you to share my pictures? And or they say yes, so they give you authorization. And also, do you have stipulations where people understand? And do you get to say no? And you can, and now this is going to be the big question I know all of you are going to be asking. Okay, Celeste, so how do I say no? Unfortunately, I just had my contracts redone, and I'm not longer allowed to share any videography or photography with anybody else that I take on my phone, but I really appreciate you asking. And it can be as simple as that. So you can just use your contract, blame it on your contracts. Bring it on your lawyer. Nobody knows who the heck your lawyer is. So just, you know, but it's okay. Like, you get to say no. And, you know, be like, oh, you know, would you like me to move a step aside so you can take your own video? So take some pictures right here. You know, like, you both can do it simultaneously. And like I said again, like from the beginning of this episode, we all can have, we can be in a room taking a picture of the same piece of content. And it's going to be looking different because of the angles, because of our experience and how we see things, how we want to portray what we're seeing in front of us to our clients and to our audience. So please be very mindful with like your video and photography to really protect that and learn from my mistakes. It literally took last year was like, you know how they always say like in Spanish, like, they say, la gota que derramó el vaso. So pretty much it was like the last straw that just like broke everything. So that's what happened. Last year for me was the last straw. I'm like, fuck this. I'm not sharing my shit with nobody anymore because I'm tired of this shit. People taking credit for my work and using it for their business purposes, like without even crediting me. Like, and I'm not going to be catty and start fighting over shit. Like, I don't have time. I lose more energy out of that than anything. So now I learned to protect myself. So I really hope this episode was super helpful for you. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will be sharing a video episode next week with you all. And I really want you to know that you matter, that your art and your work matters. And what just seems like a video or a photo for you can really transform your life. Because time after time after time, things like that have happened to me. And it has opened up doors and opportunities. And I've always have done things a little weird and different than what's trending. So don't let that stop you, because that's probably is your unique differentiation point from everybody else. So utilize it to your advantage. So much love. I will see you back here next week. Love. Bye.